New Illinois law requires residents to upgrade smoke detectors. Takes effect the 1st of January. It requires all residents to upgrade your smoke detector. You must have a long-term 10-year sealed battery alarm. What does this mean?
Well, I like the, you know, I've known about this for a little bit of time because we own a couple hardware stores. The biggest issue for retailers is that we will no longer be able to sell the traditional smoke and carbon monoxide detectors that have batteries that you can replace. Those have to come off the shelf. And I was reading, I actually went back and looked at the amendment because I just wanted to read a little bit more. And they've just updated a couple sections of it. There's a couple of things I'm like, why didn't they ask me? But anyway, basically what is happening after the first of the year, if you go to buy a new carbon monoxide or smoke detector, it will have, in Illinois, a sealed lithium-ion 10-year battery. And I think that these have been out for several years now. I honestly think that this is a great change in the requirement because the biggest issue that happens with people is that you get these nuisance alarms or the things start to fail, and they pull the battery out, and now we don't have a smoke detector or carbon monoxide detector that's working, unless it's hardwired. But if it's hardwired, it's chirping when you take the battery out, and then people disconnect the whole thing. With the 10-year unit, you activate it. The minute you put the plate on the wall and you click it into place, you cannot deactivate it. There is a button to silence it if there was a nuisance alarm, but you can't be like, oh my gosh, this thing's driving me crazy and I got to take the batteries out. You can't do that. In 10 years, you throw the whole thing away and you replace it. So two things are happening with the more traditional smoke detectors. They only last 7 to 10 years, and they can fail sooner than that based on, you know, if you cook and, you know, there's a lot of grease in the house, you know, depending on what you, that can affect the detectors. And so these are designed to be more sophisticated. They cost more, but they're definitely a lot less prone to problems and ultimately will keep people safe.
Yeah, right. But then I have to, if I were to abide by the law, I would have to take the ones down that I have, right, Lou?
Well, no. So the law, the way that I was looking at the statute, so the way the law works is that if you have current smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, mm-hmm. in particular that are hardwired and have a battery backup, and they were already previously installed, you are not required to replace them. What? You're required, when the active life of that detector goes,
the new one has to be okay. But what about if I don't have it hardwired? I just got a battery in there.
Well, same thing. When the effective life of the smoke and carbon monoxide detector goes,
I see.
Then you cannot purchase in Illinois.
Yeah.
Another one. Now, I am uncertain about other states and what they're doing. If this is following suit, because you know, this is like back when we did low flush toilets and people were running up to Canada to buy toilets that could, held more water. Biggest thing I have a problem with the statute I was reading, I own rental property, and this for me is a game changer because, and I have slowly been changing to the 10-year battery because I have tenants all the time to take the batteries out, and I'll go on a there for some other maintenance thing, and I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Well, but Lou, if you're cooking cookies and now you got smoke coming off, or you're frying bacon and all the smoke comes out, you want to turn the thing off.
Then you hit the button and it's silent.
And then it comes back on again. You go, damn it, this is making me crazy.
I know, and that has to do a lot with the placement of where the detector is.
Okay,
so a lot
I'm
of
not,
times.
But going forward, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Okay. Going forward, you're not going to be able to stand up on a ladder and take the battery out.
Right,
but,
right, right.
But
you can
so,
hit the silence, but then it's going to come on again.
However, but now here's the thing. So when you go to change this, you need to relocate. This is the beauty part of this now, right? So wherever your smoke detector was, like that thing's driving you crazy every time you cook, relocate that thing to the other end of the room.
Well, but then, fine, but is that safe? I mean, I thought the idea
absolutely.
Was to put it where there's going to be
absolutely.
Fire.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Absolutely. Fine. So it's still, the smoke is still going to go. One thing I don't like about this statute, and this I'm taking as a landlord, it says in here that the tenant is responsible for replacing the battery in the current smoke detector if it's working. Now, I don't do that. I replace all the batteries. I do it twice a year. It's just something I do. But that's a little, I don't like that line for the landlords to say, well, it was working when I got there. And then if they take the batteries out and the place burns to the ground, God forbid, they have no liability.
Okay, here's a bunch of questions for Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200. You can text or call. Do hardwired smoke detectors need to be upgraded?
If they are less than 10 years old, technically no. But when they get to that effective life, which they're actually not giving it a statute, but 10 years. If it's older than 10 years, then yes.
But whenever whenever they reach their manufacturer's suggested end life, then you have to replace it, even if it's hardwired.
Most smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, John, when they start to fail, like that the sensor is going bad, you will hear three quick chirps. Yeah. So it'll be like chirp, chirp, chirp. And that's a sign between both the two major manufacturers of these products are Kitta and First Alert. And they give those three chirps. And that's when you know, okay, I got to replace this. Now you're going to disconnect it. You're going to unplug the hardwired portion of it. And then you're going to put the new plate on there and you're going to click this bad boy in place. What I do, what I highly recommend to people is on the side of it, take a black magic marker or yeah. any color you would like and write the date that you have to replace it. So 2023, 10 years from now, right? If it goes in January 1st, so you're going to put, you know, January 1st, 2033, which is kind of a fun little number to write because it's 10 years from now, and hopefully we're around to replace them.
Where do you recycle old smoke detectors?
You don't. You don't. And it really, it's unfortunate because there is some stuff in there that you don't. You throw them in the garbage. Nobody takes them.
How much are 10-year detectors?
They range about $40, $40 to $50.
Is one brand better than another?
No, they all have to. The requirement is there's two different versions of it with ionization or photoelectric, which is the way that that mentions or the way that it measures the smoke in a place. And so both are acceptable. If you get the dual reading ones that have both photo and ionization, that's the better one.
Okay, new Illinois law requires residents to upgrade smoke detectors. You probably have more questions. We can't get to them all, but Lou is on Saturday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. here at WGN.
I am, and just make sure that they're working and they're on every floor of your home.
Okay, buddy. I'll see you soon. Thanks for the help.
See you, bud.